that shit. Yeah. We could make millions.
Like, they could videotape our lives and make a reality show. And it would just be ridiculously monotonous. But I think people would enjoy it people for would the watch banter. It.
Well, yeah. And people would, like, feel sorry for Christina.
Oh, oh. Christina would have such a following.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they would have such a sympathy fan base. People would hate Ryan the most, me second.
Whoa. Why are they hating me the most?
Because you're a little bit bigger of an asshole than me.
Are you kidding me? I think it's the other way around, bro.
No.
I'm a guest in this home, I feel badly about things 66.6 repeating percent of the time. And about 40% of that 66% of the time, I change my attitude and try and act a little bit nicer.
Except when he pounds his fist in front of me when we're playing Nerds.
I hate this game!
Don't put your goddamn...
Not playing anymore.
Don't put your... Hey, I'm talking. Don't put your arm in my way. I want to play Nerds tonight. That's what I want to play more than anything, but Risk will do. By the way...
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 1 of Mark's Fitness Podcast. I'm Mark, and I'm joined today by my wife, Christina, and Ryan. Welcome,
hello.
Guys.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Wonderful.
Thanks, bud.
Hi, you're welcome. Great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, what are you drinking there?
My BCAAs.
Yeah, it doesn't look like BCAAs to me.
She makes them with grape juice. Obviously.
Uh-huh. God damn it, that was going so well. Can you just edit this little part out? Because I don't know how to transition from that back to the show.
Maybe you should.
You could have just said, well, anyways.
Oh, good point. I could have just said, well, anyways.
Yeah, like, you're overthinking this, I think.
I know. I just need a minute to, like, get into it and forget the phone's
this
there.
Isn't MGM Studios, bro.
It could be.
I'm just saying.
It could definitely
maybe
become
you should
some.
Get your phone, a pen out and write down some minutes that you actually want so you don't have to listen to all this again.
Oh, no, I think you should have
hey,
to listen
good
to
job, everything. Mark.
See?
And you're I'm bad for the resale
and value. I'm the bigger asshole. No worse than the hammer I dropped on the floor the other day and put a dent in it.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I just, like, smushed it with my foot. It's fine.
It's fine.
Double IPA.
I don't like that one. It's gross.
Jeff.
It doesn't like you.
Is it fine? Are you hot?
Do you want me to blow on your face?
It's fine.
Are you... You're not coming tonight anymore?
I think that's wholly up to you.
It's fine. God, what is the name of that disease?
Asperger's?
No! The commercial where she's like, oh,
psoriasis.
Eczema again?
Oh, eczema.
It's fine.
I got something for that. It's called my Restore and Revive line.
It's fine. Hello, everyone. All I can think about is that fucking commercial.
Oh, you're killing us.
I'm gonna have to leave my professor a note that just said, skip the first 5 minutes.
20.
And then I'm sure he's gonna listen to the first 5 minutes
yeah,
and just laugh.
I didn't hear anybody else but me.
Said Mark's just in his box.
Yeah, it's funny. It's the person who's not been drinking that can't hold his shit together.
I'm nervous, goddammit. You guys are just responding to what I say.
Cool as cucumbers.
Oh, except for that jalapeno, you guys.
That was funny.
Yeah, that's the real asshole. This is how it's determined. Whose idea was that?
Mine, 100% of the way.
Biggest asshole.
Actually, he asked if I had any hot sauce, and I said, no, put a jalapeno in it.
So, you guys are equal amount of assholes.
I thought it was funny.
You didn't even react. You're like...
Yeah, you barely reacted.
I can feel it in my teeth.
Why? Because you guys are going to... We're going to make fun of me if I made too big of a deal about it.
Excuse me.
She broke another one off.
Sorry, I just do that when I'm anxious. Whoa! This one was the one breaking, though.
No, this one was already broken.
These were a gift from Pearl.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 1 of Mark's Fitness Podcast. I'm Mark, and I'm joined today with Christina and Ryan.
Hello.
Hey.
How's it going, guys?
Not so bad. I got this guy in my life right now, purely on a friendship level, obviously. And he just can't seem to hold his shit together. And it's really kind of upsetting me at the moment.
Is it?
Yeah. He's like, he keeps giggling and then being like, oh fuck, I need to say that thing over again. It's ridiculous.
Hey, just watch the cussing on my podcast. This is a family show, okay?
Is it?
It is.
A family fitness show.
This is a family fitness show,
CrossFit,
guys.
CrossFit is for all levels.
It is. CrossFit kids. Yeah. CrossFit grannies.
That's not a thing.
I mean, it could be a thing.
Maybe on a porn site.
Not if they're picking up toast.
What is that? They're picking up toes?
Toast.
Why would you pick up someone's toes?
That's
if you're trying to make
weird toast
and then you fall and you break your hip, maybe your clavicle.
Maybe they should have been doing CrossFit
maybe
and they wouldn't have broken anything.
That's true. She is 102 though, so that might be HIPAA. I'm not sure.
Maybe we won't submit this specific piece, part of the podcast. Just because, you know, I don't want you to lose your job, Christina Barnhart Zastro. You know.
And if you guys couldn't tell, we're going to talk about CrossFit today.
True. Yes, that's what you told me when you asked me to be on this.
I know. And who better than a certified level 2 CrossFit coach?
Do you know someone like that?
Well, I thought I did. So, Ryan, why don't you go ahead and just, you know, kind of tell us about yourself a little bit.
30 years old, you know, just starting to feel my body fall apart. It's lovely. Been doing CrossFit for about 7 years, coaching it for about 6.5 years. It's 270 pounds when I started doing CrossFit.
Big boy.
Big boy.
I've got you beat.
Yeah?
I was 330 like 6 years ago.
But where do you like me? What I mean by that is, did you still think all the ladies loved you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't they? It was just like an extra 100 pounds of love.
Yeah. Because you guys are dudes and you think like that.
I was a big pillow back then.
Oh, yeah. What was it you said to me when I started CrossFit and started losing weight? Because I was, what, like 265 when I started? And I'm down to like 225 and lost some poundage. And what did you say to me at nighttime when we'd go to bed?
That you were losing your belly.
Yeah, but why didn't you like that?
Because you were less huggable.
Yeah, I wasn't as soft anymore.
There is scientific social media research that shows that women are into the dad bod these days.
Dad bod is a big thing these days. Mm-hmm. And that's why I decided that I could start CrossFit, because I'm already married, so if I get fit and buff, she can't decide she's unattracted to me.
I actually went the opposite route. I have been doing CrossFit for so long, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to enjoy a few vices, and I'm just going to rock this dad bod. Because you know what? I had an older woman tell me, and this is a woman that I find very attractive, Carmen. You guys might know Carmen. Oh, yeah, Carmen. Anyway, don't need to get off track. I will offend some people. She told me the thing about the dad bod is that if you have a fit dad bod, where you're still a strong guy, and you can still do things, and you can still be like a kind of dominant presence.
The dad.
But still have the dad bod, it just shows that, you know, you take care of yourself, you work out, you do the things, but you're not obsessed.
You like to have fun stuff.
Exactly. Mm.
You enjoy your life.
What are you trying to say?
Nothing.
I feel like there was some eye contact there that the listeners can't see.
Nope. I was just agreeing with his point of view.
Well, anyway, so this doesn't turn into marriage counseling 101. Christina, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am going to minor in psychology, if that helps the marriage counseling thing.
I mean, you let us know when you get it. Okay. maybe we'll use your service.
Anyway.
I'm Christina. I'm 28 years old and a nurse, and I got into CrossFit because we had recently moved up to Evergreen, and I didn't know anybody, and Mark, my husband, that's pretty much all he did, and so in order to be able to hang out with him, I joined the gym.
Now, is this the same Mark who's running this podcast?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. It is.
I just wanted to clarify because he seems so impersonal there.
I know, right? Just, it's because I lost my pillow.
She doesn't know who you are anymore. Right?
So on that note, a little bit about myself. I'm Mark, obviously. I'm 29 years old, and fitness has been a pretty big part of my life since my early 20s, 21, 22. Had a bit of a crazy lifestyle after college, and as I said earlier, I was about 330 pounds and decided it was time to make a change. So I actually started weightlifting and trying to go into the bodybuilding thing, and got pretty burnt out on that, and I started running, and I became a pretty big ultra runner for a while, running 100-mile foot races through the mountains. Did that for about 5 years until one day my body just said, fuck you.
Nope.
Not going to do this anymore.
Can you watch the language on your podcast?
I mean, we're already past the family part, right?
Okay. So,
If they've made a disclaimer, we'll put a disclaimer at the beginning.
The warning was out already.
Yeah, we'll put a disclaimer at the beginning that just, you know, says, hey, there's some language. Listener discretion advised.
I just don't appreciate being scolded. Anyway.
I was an ultra runner until my body said no. It's about the time I actually met my wife, Christina. And we tried out a lot of things over those first couple of years, from rock climbing to mountain biking to a little bit of running. She graciously tried everything. Every time I decided to switch a sport, she didn't really have a choice. She switched sport with me. My latest obsession ever since we moved to Evergreen has been CrossFit. She's not lying. I'm a little bit on the far spectrum of obsessed.
Just a little bit.
You know, it's funny. I remember when I first met her at our Christmas party, she even said, why would I come to CrossFit?
Wait, you mean when you got my wife super drunk?
No. I just mean when we first met. She did mention that, why would she try CrossFit? You're just going to be on a new fitness fad in the next 6 months.
That is true. People said I wouldn't make it until March. And here it is, almost August, so...
Mm-hmm.
Screw you guys.
For those of you who cannot see, who is everyone besides the three of us, Marcus just gave us the middle finger.
Proved you guys wrong. but anyway, yeah, no, so CrossFit's my new jam. I'm loving every minute of it and seeing some pretty dramatic changes, and physically and mentally for that matter. So, yeah, one day I'll become a coach, hopefully, and... we'll go from there. But that's...
And share the knowledge.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Must be a breath of fresh air. Their current coach does not like to share anything.
He's a real
asshole.
That's
okay. We'll work on it.
I can't tell you how many times I've asked him to teach me gymnastics.
We're totally
going to
have to take two. So...
so anyway, enough about me. Again, Christina and Ryan are in the house today, and we're going to talk about CrossFit.
Awesome.
Who doesn't love CrossFit?
Lots
of people don't love CrossFit.
Oh my gosh. I got a buddy who's a power lifter. We were in the Army together. And I have not been on Facebook since about 2 years now. But I do remember him posting a lot of stuff about CrossFitters and just... CrossFitters are pussies and CrossFitters are little bitches. You know, those sorts of memes. We don't need to get too in-depth here on your family-oriented podcast.
Keeping it
PG. You already
PG.
Said pussy, so...
Keeping it PG, folks.
You could probably get away with the P-word on a PG-13 a couple times, but you may have just taken up the second usage.
Yeah, so great. Thanks a lot. I can't use
We get one right F-word, now. Which I think we've already passed.
At least three times.
Anyway.
Typical.
Lots of people hate CrossFit.
So
why?
Yeah, well, that's actually an interesting topic. Like, why do people hate CrossFit? What? I feel like a lot of people hate CrossFit because maybe they don't really understand what it is. They just think it's, you know, a bunch of gym bros moving weight really fast with poor form, right? That's the common misconception.
Well, and you know, the big thing about that is YouTube CrossFit, you know? Go to ESPN in, what is it, August? I don't never remember.
August 2nd this year.
But go to ESPN. I have a haircut that day. Go to ESPN and watch, you know, what is it, ESPN 9 or something crazy like
maybe
that?
Maybe ESPN the Ocho, I'm not really sure.
But they play the CrossFit games. And between YouTube and the CrossFit games, I don't think it really gets a fair chance to be judged. Because you see a lot of bullshit.
Well, totally. You get both ends of the spectrum, right? You get YouTube CrossFitters who are just your everyday people that, you know, maybe don't know what they're doing. And so it's always the fail videos. Those are my favorite videos to watch on YouTube, or CrossFit fail videos. They're fucking hilarious. And then you get the elites who, you know, yeah, maybe they don't have perfect form, but that's how they move, and that's what their bodies can do, right?
You know, herniated disc in 6 years. Not that big of a compromise.
I mean, if you win the games, you make, what, $400,000, so...
I think it's quarter mil, unless they've upped it.
I think they've upped it, but I know you win a bunch of money per event that you win, too. So it's Matt Frazier won something like $450,000 last year. You do that for 6 years? I'd take a herniated disc for that much money.
You make a fair point, sir.
And you're going a little bit off the topic of why people hate it.
So CrossFit, worth it if you can make the money.
Totally. That's the end of our podcast, folks. No, so... Yeah, I'm just kidding. That's really not the end of our podcast. We've got to fill like another 18 minutes.
No, I think we started like 7 or 8 of non-bullshit. So we're like halfway through what we need.
Look at that. Time flies. Anyway. You can edit this part out. But so to get back on topic, since we are in a bit of a time crunch, you know, we've talked about what CrossFit isn't and the total opposite ends of the spectrum. But what is CrossFit really?
Well, to quote the founder, Greg Glassman, the simple explanation is constantly varied functional movements executed at high intensity, or essentially keeping your training regimen random, almost, not quite, there's still some planning to it. Functional movements are just things that translate into everyday life. We do deadlifts to simulate picking up shit off the ground. Whether it be a grocery bag or something heavy, you know, learning how to do that properly so you don't get yourself hurt. You know, movements that teach you how to move in any kind of random situation in life. And then at high intensity, it just means moving quickly or moving with something heavy, something that is going to put high strain on the body. So that's the basic definition of CrossFit. I could sit here for 10 minutes and read off in my level 1 handbook on what is CrossFit, but that's 3 pages.
So that's the scientific term of CrossFit, right? But mm-hmm. What's CrossFit to you, Christina?
To me, it is something where I can go and work out every day and have the workout made for me with coaches watching, and there's a little bit of competition if you want it, and some socialization. I actually hated CrossFit when I first started, and I could barely go twice a week, and now I get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go.
Why did you hate it? Just, you know, coming from your coach.
Because...
Here. Mainly, she would come home and tell me she hated it because of her coach, actually.
That's not true.
She just said he's a real fucking asshole.
I just didn't know what I was doing, and I hated being bad at something. And it was frustrating to me, but with a little bit of time and motivation from people, I figured it out. Now I love it.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, you haven't gotten that much better at anything.
It does make me feel
so for better. You then. So for you, CrossFit is a motivation to get to the gym and work out instead of just knowing that you need to go to the gym today. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of accountability. You don't have to necessarily think somebody tells you what we're going to do today, right?
Right. And I like it because being a nurse, you have to be able to move your body and lift heavy people in weird ways, and it's better body awareness.
Well, so that's something I always like to ask someone like you in your profession, because you do get a lot of nurses, doctors, chiropractors, physical therapists, people in the physical health profession who are completely against CrossFit. Mm-hmm. But I train doctors, nurses, PAs, physical therapists, chiropractors on a daily basis who love CrossFit. So why do you think so many of those professionals don't like CrossFit?
I would say, going back to the beginning, that people are just uninformed.
Well, I mean, everybody hates something different, right? You always hate something you're not good at.
Or you hate something that you maybe heard once, or that is something that seems really intense and that you would never be a part of, and so you automatically say that it's a negative thing.
Right, and then somebody, I mean, that's what you said whenever you started it. Mm-hmm. You didn't really, you know, like you said, you didn't have a choice if you wanted to see me. You had to join CrossFit. I mean, I spend, what, 3 hours a day between the gym and our home gym? So, at the displeasure of my coach. Fair point.
Fair enough, yeah. You know, for me, it's, you know, to answer the overall question that we have going on right now, why don't people like CrossFit? Like I said, it's YouTube and the games, or essentially any exposure that you can really get of CrossFit, anything you can find online, I kind of agree with. It's all bullshit. Like, go YouTube CrossFit. Odds are you're going to get a video of a person or multiple people doing something ridiculous and either on the video getting hurt or just doing numerous reps of something with god-awful form. I mean, it's ridiculous how few positive videos you see. Just because I think the people who are doing it right don't give a shit about recording themselves and putting it on the fucking internet.
Oh, that's a fair point.
I'd also say for ladies that everyone's nervous about getting too bulky and too big, and that is not what happens.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. Like, you're going to do CrossFit, and you're gonna tone up. You're probably going to gain a little bit of weight. Like, that's what happens when you gain muscle, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean you don't have to get big and quote-unquote manly looking if that's right. Not what you're looking for. And who cares? Like,
if but that's, I feel if like that's what you're... a lot of ladies are scared of.
Well, and that gets into, I mean, that brings up a whole new topic that we could probably talk for an hour on about social ideas as to what a woman is or what a woman looks like. You know, I have some CrossFit women, like big-name games athletes that I think are, you know, I would stab out my left eye to go on a date with. And I showed some of these pictures of these girls to one of my best friends. And he's like, yeah, dude, they look like fucking dudes. No, I'm good.
See, I'm with you. If anything ever happens to you, I'm going straight to some of the top games athletes to try and get a date. Sorry.
That works.
It's what's going to happen.
So you maybe you're not coming plan. Tonight then.
See if she forgets about that and the jalapeno that we put in her sushi. Shh,
I put in the sushi. You had nothing to do with it.
I mean, that's fair. So anyway, back on topic here. So we know what CrossFit is. We know why people hate it. Why do people like it? Is it effective?
I mean, hell yeah. Look at you, look at me. 265, 270, 275-ish for me. I mean, look at the big changes. You know, if executed properly, if done well with a good coach who knows how to make sure you're doing things properly and how to guide you through some of the basic aches and pains and little injuries that just the human body is going to get regardless from a great amount of usage. Absolutely. Right? And you'll see since CrossFit started, because it has a wonderful team of lawyers on retainer for anyone trying to promote CrossFit classes who aren't affiliated. You've seen all these new classes show up. The HIIT classes, the HIIT, the high intensity interval classes, the cross training classes at the gym, you know, like all of these other kind of, you know, I don't want to call them knockoffs, but they pretty much are, you know, they do the same kind of workouts. They just don't call them the same workouts, you know, benchmarks. They'll do Fran. For anyone who's not familiar, Fran is the first CrossFit workout that was ever created.
It's terrible.
Oh yeah. Super terrible. I fucking hate it.
So bad.
They'll do things like that, like these named benchmark workouts, and they'll just call them something else and say that this is a functional fitness class or a cross fitness class or something, or an X-Fit class, like something ridiculous, just so they don't get sued.
Totally.
Right? And people love it. And when it doesn't have the name CrossFit to it, they don't associate any of those negative aspects to it. And then, oh, it's this great thing in their life.
You know, that's interesting, though. You say when it doesn't have the name CrossFit affiliated with it, they love it. And they don't think it's dangerous, right? That's actually a really interesting topic, because if you're affiliated with CrossFit and you're an actual affiliate gym, you have to have certified coaches who know the movements and know proper form and proper technique. But if you're not affiliated, there's no governing body to make sure that you don't have just some random person telling you this is how you do a power clean, or this is how you do a snatch or deadlift, and that's how people get hurt, right? So with the right coaches and with the right guidance, you know, we kind of alluded to it earlier, is CrossFit dangerous?
Absolutely not. But going into what you said, with the right coaches and with the right guidance, I mean, I don't think that just necessarily ends with I'm a certified CrossFit coach.
Definitely.
And that's
not
a big thing with me, is that honestly, I mean, I've seen some people get that certification that, you know, they could use some work. And honestly, I'll even look back at 2011 when I got my certification, and just some of the ridiculousness that I brought with me as a coach. You know, just the absolutes. You know, you have to do it this way. You have to, you know, not taking into account anything specific about different individuals and kind of what they've gone through, which some people may not realize is a big part of coaching someone. Like, some people aren't comfortable pushing themselves. Some people have had weird injuries that limit them in certain ways.
Like, their eyes are going to pop out of their head.
Yeah, that's another story that we don't need to go into right now. Professor Kloss, I don't know you want to ask about that one. But even then, just because you've gotten the certification, I mean, it kind of just means that you've shown up for
2 days.
What, 2 days? You've managed to pass a test that you could pass by studying the handbook, which is pretty simple. I mean, that's what I did. I passed the test. I was the third one done in my CrossFit Level 1 certification. And I kind of felt like an asshole. So, should I be turning in this test just yet? Like, everyone else seems to be taking such a long time on it. I mean, it's not a hard thing to do. And it wasn't until I watched a couple of gym members and then myself get hurt more than once before I realized, like, something else has to be going on here. So I started working with a physical therapist and my chiropractor and a movement specialist, and just starting to learn what basic muscle groups do I need to know about based on the things that I coach people in. And since then, I've actually seen a significant drop off in injury in my gym. Excuse me. And in turn, seeing a lot of people PR, that's personal record for anyone who doesn't know what they're talking about, and become stronger and move better and just have a better quality of life, because now something doesn't hurt that did on a daily basis. And so I think it takes much more than just getting a certification to become a good coach.
So it goes beyond having $1,000 and being able to pass a test, right?
Exactly. And that's why people think CrossFit's dangerous. That's why people think it's bullshit. Because there are so many assholes that just had $1,000 and managed to pass a test and now want to make a shitload of money off of people that want to try some new, you know, you can't see my air quotes, but fad workout.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, I mean, when you're picking a gym, you know, you gotta try out some gyms and see what the coaching's like, right? Like... Mm-hmm.
I agree.
You got to see what if they actually care about how you're doing something, or if they just want you to put up a big weight, or if they're just standing in the corner.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%. And I get so many gym members at my gym coming back from business trips or vacations that, you know, tell me, I went to this gym and they said, oh, no, it doesn't matter, your form's great, what's your max, put more weight on, like, just do it. And they said, you know, never once did I feel like this person was concerned with or gave a shit about my personal safety. They just wanted to see what I could make happen.
Well, and some of that falls on you as the athlete, right? Like, you have to know what your limitations are.
Oh, I agree.
You gotta check the ego at the door. I mean, I struggle with that sometimes. Sorry about that, folks. Apparently our dogs want to make a guest appearance, and they they have an opinion on CrossFit as well.
They love it.
No, you got to check that ego at the door, though. You gotta know what your limitations are and if something's not feeling right. If you got it, you gotta listen to your coach.
I would say, but going off of a positive spin of that, is that you can go anywhere in the country and drop into a CrossFit gym.
Totally. I mean, we went and visited your dad and stepmom back on Memorial Day, and we dropped into, what, two different gyms? Mm-hmm. The first gym we dropped into, we were able to just kind of go to open gym and do our own programming. Well, my programming, I forced her to do it with me. She didn't really have a choice, guys. We were able to do Murph at another gym. In case anybody listening doesn't know what Murph is, it's a tribute wad that's done on Memorial Day every year. It's a 1 mile run, 100 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 300 air squats, and then a mile run at the end. But we were able to do that at a different gym since we were out of town and away from our home gym, you know, and it's great. You can, anywhere in the country, there's somewhere you can go. So I think there's a lot of positives, and people just, you know, you always focus on the negatives, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you get people off the couch, you keep them safe. If they're doing something, I don't really care about anything else.
Totally. It's better. Some form of fitness is better than sitting on the couch, right? And
CrossFit, even if it happens scalable to be jazzercise or water aerobics.
I mean, yeah, but let's be honest, folks. Like, you should go to CrossFit instead of jazzercise or water aerobics. Yeah. But, I mean,
unless you're an 80-year-old woman.
And then you should still come to CrossFit.
Yeah.
Because it's like I tell my parents, you know, everything in CrossFit is scalable. You don't have to do what the workout is every day. You don't have to do these crazy movements. If you're not physically able to do them, there is another option, and that's what a lot of people, I don't think,
realize.
I don't think a lot of people realize that. I wish we could just pause this.
No, you're good. Keep going.
I don't think a lot of people realize that there's other options out there. You can take it a little bit easier. You don't have to do what the best person in the gym is doing.
I mean, someone can be lifting 20 pounds, the same exact weight that someone is doing 350 pounds.
Totally.
Well, and that's RX, or as prescribed for the workout. If you listen to the founder of CrossFit, once again, Greg Glassman, the prescribed workout should be for the 1% of your gym. Most people in your gym should have to scale. And that's what people don't realize, is that, like you said, there's always something else. There's always a lower weight or a different move or some other way to accommodate whatever limitation you're going through or you have.
Or just whatever skill you haven't developed yet. Safely, exactly. Right?
Right? And that, I think, is the biggest misconception, is that you just have to go in and do all these crazy things. When if you go to a good gym, they will be able to guide you through whatever step in the process you're physically capable of doing to then progress towards doing all the crazy shit that you see people doing.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Couldn't agree more. I think we've kind of covered, you know, a lot of points of CrossFit, from a pretty hardcore beginner, somebody who's been in it for 7 years and is a coach, and myself, somebody who's, you know, coming up on a year, but drank the Kool-Aid, for lack of a better term, and nothing else I'd rather do. So I implore you all, like, if you're thinking about it, go find a good gym, find a good coach, give it a try. Don't think you have to do what's on the board every day. It's not always about winning, and that's what a lot of people, including myself, sometimes forget. So on that note, Ryan, Christina, thanks for being my first guests on episode 1 of Mark's Fitness Podcast.
Yeah, and since we live together, you better have me on again.
We'll see. You know, this is kind of beta testing to see if you're a good enough guest or not. So,
okay.
I actually, you know, my next show, we might just have the dogs, since yeah, they seem really interested.
They're a little more vocal than us.
Yeah, totally. But no, thanks so much, guys. Hope everybody enjoyed. And tune in next time.
All right.